This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Apa kabar?
大家好。
Vanakkam.
Hello.
This is Chill Out with Onsa.
Hello everyone. Welcome back to Chill Out with Onsa. I'm Naui.
And I'm Jenny. So you can hear us live at ORFM 105.4 FM or via ORFM website to find Chill Out with Onsa.
So today, guys, we have Sid.
Hi.
And Nisa.
Hello, everyone.
In the house today. And they're going to talk about their student life.
Yay!
So, hello. How are you guys?
We're good.
I'm great.
Okay. Can you guys briefly introduce yourselves?
Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Siddharth. Everyone calls me Sid. I'm 21 this year, and I study energy science at the University of Otago.
I'm Nisa. I'm 23. I'm a third-year pharmacy student. I transferred from IMU.
Oh.
So it's technically my third year in degree, but first year in Dunedin.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. So to start, our first question of the day is, what is it like to be the first-year student in Otago?
Do you want to go first, Sid, or me?
You could go first, yeah.
First-year student yeah. in Otago. I think there's a lot of differences, because especially since I experienced studying in Malaysia.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so obviously there are differences, but like, I think the biggest thing that I've experienced so far is the weather.
Oh.
It influenced a lot of things.
Yeah.
Because back in Malaysia, we can just wear like one layer
yeah.
and then like a cardigan.
Yeah.
But then here, I don't know what to wear. So I think it's that. It also influences your mood to go to class
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree.
If it's too cold, you don't want to go.
Yeah, I know, but I've been good so far. I've missed like a few lectures.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Yeah, what about you, Sid?
Yeah, honestly, I have to agree. The weather, like, it influences a lot of the decisions you make here, especially last year when I first came to Dunedin. I did not expect it to be as cold as it was.
Yeah,
because... Yeah, like, you can check the weather app and it'll be sunny for 5 minutes and yeah. literally 10 minutes later, it'd
True.
Be like
hailing and
or like
snowing.
So windy. Yeah.
But I think sometimes it's very... I don't think it's accurate, the weather app. Because it's like...
Yeah. Yeah, it's never accurate.
I know.
It could be literally like raining and then yeah, it'll be snowing yeah. like 5 minutes later.
In one day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have 4 weathers in one day. In 5 minutes.
Can't
actually.
Wait for winter.
Oh, that was the worst ever.
It's my least favorite like, season
I
here.
Hated winter. I don't like winter.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about you, Sid? How did you find second year so far?
Yeah.
So far, honestly, the workload has been insane. It's been crazy. I've just been like trying my best to stay on top of my work. And it's just, I'm just trying to balance everything like social life, studies. It's pretty hard. I won't lie. Yeah. It's definitely like a big jump from first year to second year, like the workload especially. Because I feel like second year, it's definitely more... heavy on what you're actually like majoring in.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely it's like yeah. more specialized and yeah, it's just yeah. a lot of work.
Yeah.
Same
yeah.
here.
Yeah, same here. I feel like
we have more lab reports.
Lab reports
this year.
And labs every week
yeah.
and
every oh. week?
Yeah, every
yeah.
week.
Yeah, I had like 4 assignments due this week.
Yeah, it's 4 hours.
It's crazy.
What?
Yeah.
And I want to cry every time.
And you have lab reports every week.
So after one lab, you have to do a report after.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So the submission is next week.
Yeah. And we are taking 2 chemistry papers.
Yeah.
So you can imagine how much workload
I'm sorry, guys. I can't really
So I'm sure you're the same, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah, for me.
Yeah.
I mean, like, with my labs, my lab reports are due the moment the lab ends. So, like, essentially the same day.
That's worse.
Yeah. And our labs are really long.
That's worse,
like, 4 hours
that's,
long.
That's very bad.
Yeah.
Aww.
We felt so sad.
So what if you didn't like complete it on time?
Then you just have to submit it regardless.
Oh.
Like even if you don't finish it, you still have to submit it.
Oh.
And they'll just mark you for what you've done.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Which kind of sucks because you would like...
Bro, I need ChatGPT.
Yeah.
So does that like all your lab reports, does it account to your final mark?
Yeah, it does. Like our labs account for like a decent part of our grade.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, you guys. I really am.
That's so bad.
Okay. So, Nisa, how did you find pharmacy so far? I'm sorry. Yep.
I really like it. I really like what I'm studying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, again, I think I have to compare with when I was in IMU.
Mm-hmm.
I think here, because pharmacists in Malaysia, they don't get enough authority. So when I came here, we're like, oh, we can vaccinate people. We can, there's like a prescriber pharmacist here. So you know how in Malaysia, only doctors can give you, okay, you want antibiotic, you only have to go to a clinic and then they'll give you antibiotic. But here, there are certain pharmacists that can prescribe medicine for you.
Yeah.
So I think it's very interesting how back in Malaysia, we are learning whole sorts of things, but then we are limited to just staying at Watson's or just like caring, right? And like hospitals. But then here, you have so many things that you can do with the amount of knowledge that you have. So I think it's very interesting and I really like it here.
Interesting.
That's nice. Yeah.
But in terms of workload, it's way better here.
Yeah. What do you mean? I mean,
because in Malaysia, everyone is like hustle culture.
Because
it's an Asian country. Everyone wants to. Sometimes my classes in Malaysia was like 8 to 6 lectures with like workshops. So, you know, you can't skip. But then here you're like, oh, people are very chill here.
Yeah, attendance are compulsory.
That's so true.
Yeah. In Malaysia, attendance are compulsory.
Exactly.
Yeah,
people are so chill here.
Yeah, very chill.
Very chill. True.
And they have balance, other work-life
balance. Like a work-life balance, yeah.
And they're always to their family, you know, family first.
True,
and then,
yeah. But sometimes they're too heavy on the work-life balance. I just get very culture shocked.
Yeah, that was something I had to get adjusted to when I first came. Because in Malaysia, you have everything closing at like 11 p.m., 12 a.m. Here in New Zealand, everything closes at 5 p.m.
Then what do I do after 5?
Yeah, like what do you do here after 5?
Nothing much. You should go home.
Sleep.
Rob Roy every day. That's what I
did. Mecca's every day. Okay, continue.
So,
how is... Okay. Okay, Nisa, since you have the experience being a uni student in Malaysia and New Zealand, so what is the major difference between, like...
I think, like I said again, it was the hustle culture, work-life kind of thing. That's one. Second, the way the lecturers are with the students are also very different. Because in Malaysia, we have to call them doctor,
Mr.
That's so true,
True.
So then when I came here, the...
I call name.
You call by names, yeah.
I call by name.
My lecturer is like, oh, hi, you can call me Kate. Call you what again?
true.
So it took me a while to like get adjusted to calling them by their first name. So I'm like, okay, that's nice. But then I think that also helps like the student... teacher relationship, because you feel more friendlier with them, so you're more open to like, hey, I want to ask a question, instead of like, can I ask a question about this. I think it's nicer lah.
And they're happy for us to like ask questions.
Yeah, they are happy.
They don't scold you for asking the wrong question.
They don't like, oh, this one also you don't know.
You need to have appointment with me.
I know.
Yeah. They're like,
but here they're like, okay, I'm happy to like help you with this.
Yeah.
So nice. The more questions you ask, the
better. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They like it more when you ask more questions.
I know.
Yeah.
There's no dumb questions.
There's no dumb questions.
Yeah, that's
their like slogan.
I know, no dumb questions. So in class as well, sometimes in Malaysia, I feel scared to ask questions because I'm so scared my friends like,
judging me.
Are you stupid? Right. But then you're like, even the pettiest, most smallest question is being entertained, so you feel validated here.
I mean, more, was it? Nabi? More valuable. I don't know. Okay. So, did you guys find the lecturers here are very helpful?
Honestly, yeah, they are really helpful. Honestly, if you just go up to them and ask them a question, they're like just willing to answer your question.
Yeah, I know, right?
True.
Like you don't have to feel scared at all.
True.
Yeah. So what about you? Your opinion?
My lecturers are very kind. Very, very kind. So I really like it.
Yeah.
See, who's your favorite lecturer?
Favoritism.
Yeah, it's a good question, Sid.
Come on.
I know some, Sid.
Oh, do you? I honestly don't think I have a favorite lecturer from first year or second year.
Uh-huh.
I feel the same way towards all of them.
Do you guys have a favorite lecturer?
Yeah, I have. Oh. Robert.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's really... Oh, yeah, he was our math lecturer last year. He was really good.
He's really helpful. Very, very helpful.
That's nice. So, chemistry lecturer?
Oh, chemistry, Navi? Huh? Nah. Chemistry, Navi?
Do you guys not know your chemistry lecturer's name?
Did you go to class, Navi?
I go for my classes, yeah. Of course. If I can't make it, then I watch it.
I mean, there are a lot. Okay. I cannot, like, a lot.
You can't rank?
Okay.
I can't rank.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Good.
Because we learn by module, right? Mm. So we can't even...
Oh, that's true,
so,
yeah.
Every module, they have different lecturers.
Yeah. So,
currently...
Different.
I think yours is the electrochemistry lecturer.
What do you mean? Navi, what are you talking about?
The electrochemistry lecturer.
Wait, is Jenny, Navi, and Sid the same class?
Oh no, we studied different.
Paper last year. Yeah, I mean, but, maths paper last year.
Oh,
because the way it works at Otago is in first year, a lot of the first year papers are overlapped, so you could be studying like physics, chemistry, and biology, and still have overlapping papers because I study energy science, and they major in chemistry. But last year we had to do math papers together because it was like a basis for what we're going to study in like second and third year.
So I think, I'm assuming it's like foundation in Malaysia. Like foundation SSC.
It's degree, but...
It's degree, but like what you need to know for your degree, basics.
Some courses you need to take like a recommended paper any compulsory paper, like SIT, they need to take math.
Math is compulsory.
We are recommended for our maths level, you know?
So if you guys didn't take math, it would be fine as well.
Fine.
Yeah, that's fine. But we need to have foundation or basic for that for this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess.
Got it.
Yeah, I mean, quite helpful.
Okay, so do you guys find the students here friendly? I mean, the local students.
Would you like to go first since you just come here?
Okay, it makes sense.
Yeah?
I think, They are. I think it really depends on who you meet.
That's very true.
It's very individual kind of thing. You can't just generalize, oh, these people are unfriendly. But then it also takes your own initiative to come out to people. Because if you go by yourself, if you expect people to come to you and say, oh, you're an international student, I'll guide you around, I don't think it's going to happen. So you as a person, especially me coming here, in the middle of my degree, it's even weird because some people has established their own cliques. So I have to come up to them and say hi, how do you guys do this?
I mean, that's so true.
And it's not just academic stuff. You can say where do you have your coffee at? So, you know, it can spark conversation.
True. Because last year I am so introvert. I don't want to talk to anyone. But this year I feel
you made a lot of friends.
I made a lot of friends and it's quite a good thing, right?
Yeah
I mean, I just started the conversation. I got what you mean. Just go to them and they will
they will talk to you.
Yeah, they will talk to you. They won't ignore you.
That's true.
So what about you, Sid?
For me, but for me, honestly, the people here have been amazing. They are so friendly, so down to earth, so nice. I think, compared to Malaysia, people here are
welcoming.
Yeah, more open and just ready to meet you and ready to welcome you.
I know.
Because coming, when I first came to New Zealand, it was a whole new start for me, a clean slate. I knew nobody here.
I came alone
I literally knew nobody. So I had to start from
alone?
Yeah, yeah, I came with my parents. They dropped me off and then they left. And it was basically just me alone.
I knew nobody.
I can't be like him.
Seriously. I literally knew no one. I had to start from scratch. I had to go up to people. I had to talk to them. Well, I guess it also helps that I have more of an extroverted personality. So it's easier for me to make friends.
If I am alone, I will cry, you know.
I'll cry. We are a bit lucky that we came in group.
I think it's the same for me because I came with my IMU friends.
True.
But coming here, the journey, I was alone, and it was a whole mess coming here because it was my luggage situation being left behind.
I came alone.
We come in a group, but she came alone.
Visa issues.
Yeah. I know Sid first, and then I know you.
Oh no! I think that
the story of how we met was so funny.
Wait, you and Navi or you and?
No, like how all of us met.
Okay.
You want to share?
Sure.
I want to know.
Yeah, this is a juicy story. Juicy. No, I'm kidding, I'm kidding. So this was like literally first semester last year. I knew nobody. I was still, you know, getting around Otago. Yeah. And this was, I think, our Math 130 lecture.
Yeah.
This was like near the teacher's building. So this was like a first, like a good few weeks into the semester already. And like, I hadn't like made any like proper friends in that class. And then this one day I went to class and then I saw like a group of students sitting together and I saw like Jenny and Atika wearing tudong and I was like, wait, that looks like the Malaysian style of tudong. Like,
Because
you know how like Malaysian people have a certain like style of tudong, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, they look Malaysian. And then
there's
I think it was just one of the classes I went and sat beside Zidan.
Then
I started talking to him and then I found out he was Malaysian. And then sitting beside Zidan was Jenny, Atika, and then you and then Navi at the end, right?
Navi
wasn't
there.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was the late one.
She came last.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I spoke to Zidan and then I got to know him and then Atika and then Jenny.
Yeah.
And then I think like a week later. And then Navi showed up because we don't really get the opportunity to talk during like lectures a lot because you know you have to learn and like it's a bit rude to be noisy in class. So outside of class, I'd like walk with them and stuff.
Yeah.
And then as I was getting to know them.
Yeah, we survived first year together.
I think they were like the first few proper friends that I made here.
Yeah. What do you mean proper friend?
No, like, because the thing with like making friends here, it's a bit hard to make friends in lectures.
Because
it's like, you sit beside a random person, you talk to them, and then nothing happens after that.
Because the lecture starts.
And then you see them outside the lectures, and you literally pretend like you don't know each other.
True.
Which
it's true.
I find kind of hard at first, because you talk to them, but then outside the lectures, you don't talk to them, so like you're only friends in the lectures.
True.
Which is a bit weird,
So was that what happened with you and Navi? It's
so
incomplete here.
Incomplete. Let's get to that part of the story. Yeah, so I met Jenny, Zida, and Atika, and then Navi comes along like a week later, and at this point, I had already known the three of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I was trying to get to know Navi, but she was so quiet. It was almost as if she didn't want to like be friends with me, right, Navi?
Yeah.
She was just silent. There was this one day, it was me, Jenny, and Navi, and Jenny had gone to the toilet, and then we were waiting for her outside the toilet. And I was trying to spark a conversation with Navi, and she was giving me single word replies.
Navi,
the one that yaps a lot.
Yeah. You know, he was like, "Oh, Navi, how was your day?" Okay.
Yeah, I was like, "So, Navi, like, which part of Malaysia did you come from? Like, what are you studying?"
Klang. Okay.
And I was just like, okay, surely she'd ask me back some questions, you know, get to know me. She was just silent.
Okay, the funny story is about me and Navi. I know Sid first before Navi.
Yeah. Okay. No, I agree.
Because she's that quiet.
We went to the same IPJ. We did our course, our cursus persediaan there.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I didn't know this girl at all.
I never talked to her. I mean, like,
she spoke to me. You did.
No, I mean, no.
No, remember you told me about didn't know her.
Yeah, I also don't know her personally.
Okay.
But after coming here, I got to know him first.
Okay.
And then I know.
Okay, I think we can proceed to the next question.
Okay.
Because you keep highlighting, I know him first.
Okay. So conclusion, Navi isn't the same person she was back then when you first knew Navi.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, maybe she's not comfortable yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
The biggest culture in Malaysia is food, right? So, which restaurant that you would suggest people to try?
Here or Malaysia?
Here. Of course.
I think you can.
What was that reaction for?
Here?
I mean, compared to Malaysia, there's not much. Like,
yeah, there aren't. I mean, to be fair, Dijon's not the biggest city on the planet. It's a student city.
I know.
Options are a bit limited, but I feel like food-wise, I feel
Mom's
like
chicken.
I was already just gonna say Mom's Chicken. Jenny and Navi can back me up on this. Mom's Chicken is the place to go.
I am the first one to introduce
Mom's Chicken to me, and then I couldn't stop going. I think that was this.
Thanks to Jenny.
Like every 2 weeks, I get Mom's Chicken.
Yeah,
but it's so good though.
It's so good.
Okay, wait.
It was like Kyochon in Malaysia.
Okay, yeah. I think, were you guys here during like summer-ish?
Yeah.
Okay. We were. So talking about Mom's Chicken, I was here during summer because I had like a 2 weeks bridging course before my course started. Uh-huh. So this bridging course is basically like, because I come from a healthcare study. So we had to like transition from Malaysia's healthcare to New Zealand's healthcare. So during that week, there was no one in Dunedin, right? So it was very empty. So while I was like walking around town, seeing around, suddenly, while I was walking past Mom's Chicken, I heard like someone say, "Jangan lah," like that.
Oh.
So I think...
Is it you?
I don't know. And it's like a completely like Malaysian "Jangan lah." So I think now, after hearing you guys talk about Mom's Chicken, I think it might be one of you guys.
Yeah. I think you, Navi. Yeah.
Why?
Because
me?
You're so loud.
Yeah.
I thought...
it's probably one of them. They're like the only people that be at Mom's Chicken.
Yeah.
During summer?
You do.
Yeah. I mean, we're just chronically at Mom's Chicken all the time. But I wasn't here during summer. I was back in Malaysia.
So it might be Jenny.
Oh.
So must be her.
Maybe.
Because it was just... It wasn't like a "Jangan lah." It's like a full-on "Jangan lah."
Because we always fight.
Might
be.
It's probably one of them, honestly.
Yeah. I think so, Lana.
I think so,
you, Jenny.
Have you done anything hilarious that you never expected yourself to do it after coming to Otago?
Yeah.
Anything hilarious?
I think Sid.
Hilarious, Sid.
Hilarious?
You can share anything.
Yeah,
Sid. I don't think I've done anything like particularly
what
funny.
What do you mean?
Okay, like, fun. Okay, let's change the word fun.
Yeah, fun.
I mean, I've definitely like... I feel like I have more of a social life here in New Zealand compared to Malaysia, because obviously in Malaysia I live with my parents, you know, the obvious restrictions,
the curfew,
can't be out too late. Whereas here, it's university life, right? You know, you're on your own, experience life on your own, make all these new memories. So I feel like I've definitely been going out a lot.
Recently you went to... Milford Sound. How was
I did. I did travel recently. It was really nice, really beautiful, guys. If you're not going to Milford Sound,
not me yet.
I 100% recommend.
I think we should plan for our semester break.
Let's go. We need to fight.
If Sid goes, we should go.
I should go too.
Of course,
100%.
We can go together.
Can
when.
Okay. Not now. Okay.
So, Sid, I heard that you're one of the uni's ambassadors.
So how is
it feels like to be famous?
That's a one way to put it. Oh no, guys, no, I'm not famous. But
yeah, you are.
Honestly, I didn't expect to be a student ambassador here at the university, honestly. Because the way it was brought up to me was I was recommended by a senior last year who was graduating, and he told me that you should join this program that they have. So then that's what I did. And then I got interviewed and then I became one of the student ambassadors for the university. And then ever since then, it's been pretty good. I've been doing like photo shoots.
I see you on the Instagram page. University of Otago official.
Yeah, I've just been doing like a bunch of things, making like content, attending like webinars, talking to like prospect students and stuff. It's been really good, honestly.
But
such
I think
a good
Sid
experience.
Is famous.
He is. I bet you whenever we go out with him, you'll be like, hi.
You'll
be eyeing everyone. And we would be like,
oh my god. Because when I first came here, like obviously I had to like go on TikTok and Instagram to like see what Dunedin is like. I found him.
You're influencer.
Like I said, I just like make content for fun, honestly. I just like posting.
I think it's good.
It's good.
It's just like a hobby I have.
As long as you're happy.
Yeah, I'm just like a fiend for like taking pictures and videos. Like my iCloud storage is like full.
Love.
It's like,
love. Yeah. You gotta get
new iPhone. I do not have the money for that, but
So what's your friends and family's reaction about you being an ambassador?
I mean, my friends here, I would say they'd be like, whoa, that's so cool. Because I get my friends telling me like, oh, how do you do it? Like, that's so cool. I always see you everywhere, like making videos. And I'm like, honestly, I do it because I like it. It doesn't really feel like a chore or a job to me. I just do it because it's fun and like I genuinely enjoy it. My family, I feel like, I don't
know.
They don't really, they do know, but like they don't really have a reaction to it. They're just like, oh, okay, good for you. I'm like happy like you're doing that.
Are you an only child?
Oh no, I have two younger sisters.
Well, you are the eldest.
Yeah, I'm the eldest child. Yeah.
That was our first question.
Because he looked like he is the only child.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he's only.
Well, to be fair, I was the only child for a good 7 years, and then my sister came along.
Oh.
Yeah.
Condolences to you.
Yeah, I know. But it's nice having siblings, I guess.
Yeah.
It's definitely fun.
Mm. You got to bully them.
Oh,
you bully them a lot.
In my family, it's the other way around. My siblings bully me.
Don't lie.
It's true. My mom can back me up on this.
Auntie, if you're listening.
Then why are you bullying us?
Yeah, you bully us a lot.
I think it's the other way around. It's you guys.
He bullies us a lot.
That's not true.
I think he has like internalized trauma from getting bullied
by the younger sibling. Thank you for backing me up.
And
it's
bringing it over here.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not good.
Melepaskan.
Yeah.
Wow. I see. Okay. So, okay. Party hard, study smart. Is your life slogan.
See?
Oh, is that my life slogan? I did not know that.
Yeah,
wow.
No,
I've definitely said this before. I wouldn't say it's my life slogan.
Nothing wrong with.
Party hard, study smart.
Something along those lines. It's like, work.
Work hard, play hard.
Yeah, work hard, play hard. Exactly, that's what it is. Yeah.
Oh,
work hard, play hard.
Okay.
I feel like goes for a lot of the students at Otago, honestly. Because I feel like the student culture here at Otago is like very work hard, play hard. Like during the weekdays, like uni is honestly like crazy busy. You'd see everyone in the Central Library. Like if you've seen Central Library recently, crazy.
Yeah.
It's packed. You can't even find a place to sit.
Yeah. During final worst.
Oh my god, especially during finals week.
I think
you have to come like 6 a.m.
5 a.m.
Just to find a spot in Central Library.
In Central Library.
Yeah, you won't find any seat.
Yeah.
Oh no.
And then
you need to go.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but the thing with Otago is you see everyone studying and then on the weekend everyone lets loose.
Yeah, true.
Like people having parties, people are going out, going to the beach, you know, having small gatherings and everything, which I think honestly is really important at university because last year during, I think, second semester, I felt so burnt out towards the end because it was just like trying to keep up with my studies and like focus on exams and I wasn't really going out much because I was obviously focusing on my studies, which kind of impacted me, I feel, in a way, because...
Yeah, I saw it.
I was just really stressful and I just couldn't get my mind off my work.
Actually, see, that's not the question yet.
Yeah.
Oh, was that? Sorry.
But you're okay, just sharing.
Okay, I'll just stop yapping. I'll wait for the questions to come. Okay.
So how is it like partying in Dunedin? Because Dunedin is like a partying city, right?
Yeah.
Student city.
Yeah, it's very like student-centric city, I would say. Yeah. I mean... It really depends who you mingle around with and what parties you go to because I feel like the parties I go to, like, just like your normal... I will get into that. Excuse me. Wait a minute. I like your normal, like university parties. Nothing too crazy, you know? It's just like everyone goes, has a good time, there's music. Everyone's just like...
St. Patrick.
Hey now.
Okay.
I will get into that. Yeah, but for that, most of the things you see me go for are just like mostly like... social gatherings that aren't too big. They're just like mostly people coming together, like mingling around, just like good music, it's good vibes. Honestly, these parties are like a good way to meet people, I feel. That's the main reason why I know so many people around campus.
Yeah.
Like I go to these parties and then I just talk to a bunch of people and like I get to know them, you know, and what they study and everything, and then naturally I just become friends with them.
Yeah,
we got to know a lot of people in it's birthday party.
Oh so yeah,
I might join.
Oh my god, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, invite
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I'll throw a small little birthday bash this year. I'll invite everyone.
Yeah, but
definitely, like, I feel like Dunedin does have its like major parties, like, you know, Castle Street.
Yeah,
and, like, High Street.
Yes, High Street.
St. Patrick's.
Were you a contractor?
I was. I dressed up as Bob the Builder or a contractor for High Street.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think High Street was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
I saw it in the magazine.
The Critic magazine, That was pretty fun. So the way High Street works is that each flat on High Street has a theme. So you can go dressed up as any theme from any flat there. So I dressed up as Bob the Builder, which was one of the themes my friend's flat had selected. So we all just dressed up as Bob the Builder and we just had a really good time that day. It was really fun.
I thought you just dressed together with your group of friends. It doesn't work like that.
I mean, it does work like that. Yeah, you dress together with your group of friends as a team that's selected by one of the flats on High Street. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Interesting. Okay, next year.
Okay, so in your opinion, what is the pros and cons studying abroad?
Pros and cons.
I feel like cons is that you don't have money, especially because it's Malaysian ringgit.
Yes. Yes, that's so true.
All the time. I get that.
I literally sneeze and like $100 is gone from my bank account.
I know.
Like a blink of an eye, all my money's gone.
I know.
Yeah.
So you just times three.
Oh,
whatever you're like.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
But if you work here and you convert, that's a good money.
Still job hunting. Hopefully I get one soon. It's really hard out here trying to find a job.
I agree. But I think other consequences is you feel homesick more.
Yeah, that's one of the cons, definitely feeling homesick. Because when I first came last year, like, I definitely had my fair share of moments where I was like, oh my gosh, I really want to go home. Yeah. I am
true,
homesick.
Yeah.
Like, get me out of here.
Yeah. That's it.
What about you, Navi? You feel homesick?
Yeah.
All the time.
I mean, like, especially for you guys, since you guys didn't get the chance to go back over the summer, it must have been you guys have definitely feel more homesick compared to me. Yeah.
True.
It's okay. We're going back this year.
Yeah.
Yay!
Summer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
That's good. That's good.
Okay. Malaysia, I'm coming.
Malaysia,
I'm coming home.
What about, like, the pros for, like, for you?
Yeah.
The pros.
Maybe the people here, I think.
The people.
I
think you're more exposed to a lot of culture.
Yeah.
Because in Malaysia, Malaysia is a multicultural country.
Yeah.
But here you're exposed to more.
More open thoughts.
Yeah,
and open. Because I feel like in Malaysia it's a bit more repressed with what you can say and how you can feel.
Yeah.
Whereas how New Zealand's like a Western country, like everything, you can literally say whatever you want, feel whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah. And actually I feel more confident being here.
Yeah.
I mean, I talk a lot to strangers here compared to in Malaysia.
Yeah, for sure. People here are way too nice.
Yeah, even in on the street, they were like, "Oh, today is a nice day. It's a sunny
that's so,
day."
Yeah, that's so true.
Just random people.
You can walk down the street and someone be like, "I really love your shoes.
I love your jacket. Oh, I love your cardigan today.
That's
so colorful." Yeah.
I think in Malaysia, if you come up to someone and say that, you're like,
they would literally side-eye you. They'd be like, oh, okay, thank you.
I think this is a nice place for, like, character development.
Yeah,
yes,
that's
right. 100%. 100%.
True. It's nice.
I agree.
Okay. So, next question. Since final exam is coming soon, and I'm pretty sure all the students are stressing about the exam.
Yeah.
So, where do you guys usually go when you guys are stressed?
Yeah.
When we are stressed...
Oh, okay. I feel like, you guys definitely know this about me. Literally the smallest inconvenience, you will find me at St. Clair Beach.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
You go alone?
Yeah. I love spending time by myself.
Yeah.
I don't feel alone when I'm like by myself, honestly.
Do you take the bus there?
Yeah, I take the bus there and I just go to St. Clair's with my headphones. I get like a cookie time. And like a boba
book.
And I just go there and sit. And I'm
You'll be reading
myself.
His favorite book.
Yeah, either be listening to music or I'll be reading a book and I just sit there in silence for like a good 2 hours just
soaking
absorbing
the
vibes.
Sun.
Exactly, yeah. It's really nice. Honestly,
so nice.
I recommend everyone just like have a day off by yourself. It fixes a lot.
Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah.
Because I think for me, because I've never lived away from my family. And then staying like in a flat full of girls. So somehow, sometimes boundaries can be like crossed. Because
100%,
somehow don't know how to say no to like, do you want to go makan? Then you just don't know how to say no.
Yeah.
So I think maybe I'll do that. Go to the beach.
Definitely. It's really nice. I definitely recommend it. It's very healing.
Healing.
Very healing.
Agree. So this is like a bonus question.
Here we
come, girls.
You guys excited?
Girlies.
Okay, let's go. Bring it on.
Bonus question, okay. I'm excited.
Okay, let's say you have a group project.
Yeah.
Which Malaysian politician would you want to pair up with?
Ooh, I'd say Hannah Yeo.
Oh, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. She's been on the news a lot and I feel like she only does like good things. I've only heard good things about her.
Smart.
Seems like a very talented and like very smart individual.
Yeah. So very like young as well.
Yeah.
Not like a boomer.
Yeah. And she looks like she gets her work done on time.
She's the Ministry of Sports.
Sports and
Sports.
Youth, right?
Sports
and
Belia.
What about you?
Not that Sid brought up Hannah Yeo. I'm like, okay.
See.
Well. Oh, sorry. You said Hannah Yeo as well.
answer.
Well, yeah, but like, Hanayu is very like young and very like
energetic, feel, yeah.
Very proactive. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, is it very like generic to say, oh, Syed Sadiq?
Oh! Yeah, that was honestly one of my, yeah, one of my answers as well. I would have said Syed Sadiq as well, yeah.
Also, there's what, sports and youth?
Yeah.
Ministry.
Yeah, he was the ex-sports and youth minister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would say Khairi Jamaluddin.
Oh, KJ. Interesting answer. KJ. Yeah, KJ. Yeah. Very popular.
Yeah.
Wait, was he?
Yeah, he was at one time. During the SEA Game 2017.
That was really 17.
It was so cool, you know?
It was very cool.
Yeah, very cool. It was like, wow.
I love watching Khairi Jamaluddin's speech.
Yeah.
I really like
I like the way he talks.
Yeah.
So confident. And then
he has that strong personality.
Okay. How about you? Mahadeka.
Learn from the mastermind.
Oh, yeah.
How about you, Jenny?
Hey,
Are you daydreaming? No, sorry.
Daydreaming.
I got it mixed up. Sorry.
Hallucinating.
KJ.
Everywhere. I don't know.
Or Mahadi.
See? My mastermind influence.
Okay, so what is your advice to anyone that wants to pursue their study in Otago?
It's a very small city.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if you're expecting something like KL, you won't get it.
Yes. That's 100%.
That is something I'm not aware of when I transferred here.
Mm.
So I'm like, because I'm a city girl born and raised.
Yeah. City boy born and raised. High five. Exactly.
So when I came here, I'm like, what to do after 5? No Bukit Bintang, no mama.
Mama
very painful though.
Yeah.
I would love a good mama session. Like, I know. Crave for mama.
It's okay, like you do the mama in front of your house. Like, oh,
hey,
open the mama stall.
Tetarik.
Yeah. Please do it. You are the food officer.
Tetarik.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We'll plan something, guys.
Okay.
We got it on tape, so you.
Oh no! I actually have to do it.
Yeah, I think that you won't expect if you're like, you won't get much like life here, sort of. It's a very small city.
Yeah.
It's a good studying place.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But then if you're expecting more, then lower down your expectations.
Yeah.
Like that.
Going to Auckland.
I feel like.
To Auckland. Yes.
Auckland. Yeah. City expect girl. The unexpected, I would say.
City girl.
Because I came to Dunedin with like, I wouldn't say like zero expectations, but like hardly any expectations. I was like, okay, I'm coming here for studies. I'm coming to do uni here.
Yeah.
But honestly, I've had the best time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really happy with where I'm with my life right now.
Oh, well, with uni. I want to ask, this is like a genuine question for you. So, why New Zealand? Why Otago?
That's...
Why not London, UK, or other UK countries?
Yeah, I did have those options. That's really... I've gotten this question multiple times, actually. A lot of my friends back home, a lot of them are actually in the UK, but for some reason, I just didn't feel the connection towards the UK.
Because
before coming to New Zealand, I did college in Sunway and I did a Canadian program.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, after I finished that, I applied to Canadian universities
because
that's where I thought I was going to study. And then with my dad's advice, I applied to the Netherlands as well.
Whoa.
Yeah. Mm. Cause I wanted
that's far.
Because what I study is essentially environmental sciences, and the Netherlands is like a really good country for like that field.
Yeah.
And then I did an application for an Australian university, but I never like actually submitted that application. Yeah, it was just there. And then I wanted to study at the University of Auckland. I think you guys know this story. Yeah, that was like my number one uni.
Yeah. Okay.
And then University of Otago was my second option.
Yeah.
But honestly, I do not regret my choice at all coming here. Because the way my uni story went was, I applied to both the universities, Auckland and Otago. Otago gave me like an offer literally within a week.
Yeah.
And they were like, come, we want you. Like, they gave me like a scholarship as well. Yeah, yeah. Like, and then Auckland Uni just took a really long time to get back to me, and they were not responding.
Mm.
And the funny thing is, the day my parents paid for my University of Otago, like, school fees,
yeah.
I got the offer from Auckland. They were like,
it's like
we
they
want
know.
You.
It's like they know.
And I was like, fuming.
Oh, okay.
I was honestly so mad.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
I'm in Otago now.
Yeah, honestly, I'm happy with where I am.
Happy.
Yeah, I'm happy. And my mom was like, things happen for
actually,
a reason.
Yeah, true.
Actually, I'm also happy being here.
I'm
now.
So happy that I came here.
I mean,
I do not regret it one day.
Yeah, I also not regret.
Yeah.
I love uni life in Otago. It's so, like, chill, and then you have friends.
Yeah, Otago may be small, but it's definitely the place to be.
Yeah, that's right. And definitely for student.
Yeah.
So if you're too busy or you have a very hectic week,
mm-hmm.
yeah, especially I know these few weeks, like week 9 so now,
almost exam.
What is the easiest meal that you usually make? If I would say I buy.
Yeah, I would definitely buy.
That's definitely the easiest way out.
But I think I would always make fried rice.
Oh my god, I was just about to say that rice is literally the easiest thing to make.
Yeah. Just campak-campak.
Campak-campak.
Very student friendly and it, like, you can whip it up in like a good 10 minutes.
Put an egg in there, done.
Yeah.
It makes very good tuna fried rice.
Thank you.
And kimchi fried rice.
Oh yes, mm-hmm. yeah.
And very good mutton curry.
Yeah, I take pride in my kimchi fried rice.
I'm coming over.
Yes,
cookies, yeah.
Don't forget
these
cookies.
My cookies.
Yeah.
What else? Sirap bandung.
Teh tarik.
Nasi lemak.
Whoa, guys. Hey now.
Roti canai.
Oh, I haven't made that one yet.
Nabi did chapati.
Hey, Nabi's chapati was actually good.
I will
commend her for that.
Yeah,
she actually did a good job with her chapati.
Thank you.
Yeah.
True. But that's good lah. I mean, seriously.
Jenny's nasi lemak also very good.
Yeah, thank you.
Jenny makes good nasi
lemak. Yeah, Jenny makes good food. Yeah, she does.
Jenny, ajak lah.
Hey, but two novice come to me. Jenny, I want to taste some. Last time, yesterday, I did like bihun soup. She was like, Jenny, I want some. Jenny, I was like,
where was my invite?
No, she literally there in my house.
She was there. She always self invite.
That's why.
Tea.
No.
She's gonna hear this later,
Jenny,
and she's not gonna come over anymore.
Masak merah.
Oh
my god, Jenny, can you make?
Again.
So good. You should invite
them. She tak malu, you know.
You should invite
okay.
them.
Okay.
I also tak malu. I can self-invite.
Oh. Yeah, sure, guys. Our house is like literally open for everyone.
Okay,
open
I thought
house.
You were about to say the house entrance.
No.
Okay.
Not for open house lah. Our house is like small.
Yeah,
cannot see it, like a lot of people.
Friends and family, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys want to share the recipe? Or you guys make the fried rice and all?
Yeah. There's
barely any recipes because it's whatever I have in the fridge.
Yeah, literally just like scraps of whatever I have left over.
Oh.
Yeah.
So usually I would have like broccoli. I don't know why broccoli.
Yeah.
And I have egg. And then I put butter in the rice. And then the...
Yes, the butter.
So
exactly.
Good. So good.
It's just that.
Yeah.
It's just like you fry some like onions, garlic, and you just like, add in chicken, and then the rice, and an egg, and the soy sauce, and just everything comes together.
I wish I could cook like that.
It's really easy.
Actually,
I always end up burning the rice. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Oh, you're exposing yourself too much.
Oh no.
Yeah, Navi doesn't have the best repo for like with cooking. It's always 50-50 with Navi.
Enemies.
So you never know what's gonna come.
No, it depends on my mood. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's it.
So one day you feel like burning things. You burn.
Like rice.
Oh, you know, last time, yes, last year I was about smoke alarm. The fire alarm always.
But that wasn't me. I think I did that only once.
Oh,
only once.
For real. Okay. I trust you.
Interesting.
Okay. Other than that, I will say I will do instant noodle Maggi.
Oh
yeah. Oh, you know what? I realize people like here. People really like Indomie.
Indomie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was surprised. Like. Personally, me, I probably had Indomie like maybe twice in my life. Like barely. Because in Malaysia, Maggi's like
top notch.
That's like
A1
staple. That's where it's at, yeah.
But they love Indomie here. Whenever I go to like New World or count, basically doing groceries, every student with a basket always has
Indomie
in there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this masala.
Like, Indomie is good, but like,
this
get onto Maggi. Maggi is where it's at. That's the good stuff.
Yeah. Maggi curry.
Maggi asam laksa.
Oh, sedap.
Oh, tom yum.
I think Maggi curry is the best.
Yeah, top notch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, this is like a random question.
Mm-hmm.
So, after graduating, are you guys planning to work here or any other country?
Mm.
planning to work in any other country?
For me?
Or planning to continue studies?
For me, the plan is there to work here. Because why would I come, like, do healthcare in another country and not practice here?
Yeah.
Because especially, like, for me, the guidelines to a lot of diseases is different depending on the country.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so
that's true,
if I've learned things here, and I practice in Malaysia, it's going to be very different.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's say, for example, here, they don't have a lot of dengue cases, kan?
True, true.
So in Malaysia, there's a lot. Yeah. So if I were to study here, I won't get the same... I can't apply it there.
Yeah, true.
I understand. Oh. For how
the plan is there.
Yeah.
Then maybe, probably migrate to Australia. Down under.
Yeah.
Better wages.
Australia.
Sid?
For me... Honestly, I think I might either stay in New Zealand or maybe like explore elsewhere because with what I study, Malaysia doesn't have a very big market for it.
That's true.
Energy science.
Yeah, energy science is like, it comes under environmental science. And with Malaysia, I don't really think the emphasis on the environment is there, unfortunately.
They've been cutting down trees.
Yeah, like with Sabah and Sarawak, it's just, it's so sad what's happening there. And it's just a bit,
true.
I think staying in New Zealand or, you know, Australia would definitely be the best option for me. But I'm definitely open to going back to Malaysia. I wouldn't say, I'm against it. I could always, like, go back to Malaysia and, like, you know, start a company there, and, you know.
But for me, I think I would, like, practice here a few years.
Or, like, practice here, gain the experience.
And then go back
and
to
then
Malaysia.
And then go back, definitely, yeah.
Like us, we have to go back to Malaysia.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about that, though?
I think we are okay with it.
I think I'm okay.
Yeah, because our job is there. So.
Yeah,
because
it's secure.
Secure job.
And at least I'm in Malaysia.
Yeah,
I cannot live far away from my family.
I don't think I can live far away from my family as well.
Yeah.
It's a bit hard.
Fair enough, yeah.
Fair.
Yeah, I mean...
But you know what I realized? My relationship with my family got better...
I 100% agree with that.
Because you started missing them.
And then when I was back home, it was always like fighting, small, like...
Yeah, the small
fights,
bickering.
Yeah, you get annoyed. But then here, I'm like, oh, I miss my sister. I miss my mom.
Yeah, so you're grateful.
I feel like the distance makes you realize the things you take for granted back at home.
Yeah.
True,
like
I
the relationship
agree.
You have with your family as well.
No, I regret.
Yeah.
I mean, in Malaysia, I was like, very, like... taken everything for granted and then coming here I was like, I should have done that, you know.
And now we've come to the age where we're like in university and starting our own lives, like we've become empty nesters.
Our
parents have become like empty nesters, you know.
And then
now like the smallest chance I get to like talk to my family, I like take the opportunity, I try to talk with them as much as I can.
That's true. I mean,
yeah.
What about you, Navi? What do you think?
What?
About being far away.
Yeah, it's kind of like sad.
Are you close to your family?
Yeah, I'm very close to my family.
Are you close to your family, Jenny?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of miss them sometimes.
Okay, sometimes.
Because I rarely call them. But now we call them.
I call
them
every day.
Yeah.
Every day?
If I don't call my mom one day, she'll be very worried.
My mom told me like not to call every day.
That's it. My mom is like, what to talk today?
I feel like if you call them every day, what is there to talk about?
Yeah. I don't know.
But sometimes my mom, just on FaceTime, she just puts me there.
Yeah, they just need us there.
She does the thing.
They just need us there. True.
Yeah. But it's not her needing me though. It's like me needing her.
Yeah, I guess it's just the feeling of knowing they're there.
Yeah.
The comfort of knowing they're there.
Yeah. Plus, I think I'm a bit FOMO. So if whatever happens at home, I'm like, I want to be there.
Same. I can relate to you. I can't see any event happening. I can't see them getting together. True.
I cannot. I want to be there.
Yeah.
There and there.
Every month they have this family gathering, for sure.
So are you there on FaceTime?
Yeah, sometimes.
On the big screen?
Yeah. They're going to invite me.
Wow.
I love my family so much.
Okay. What about you, Sid? Are you like
close to your family?
Yeah. I'm really close to my family. Yeah, I miss them a lot for sure.
Yeah.
That's why like last year, literally like the day my exam ended, I was gone the next day back to Malaysia.
Really?
Yeah.
Right after a week.
It was literally two days. It's literally 2 days. After my exam, I was like, bye, I'm gone.
Like the summer break or the winter break?
Oh, for summer break. I was like, my exam ended, I was like, I need to go back.
Yeah. And it was like, bye, Navi, bye, Jenny, bye.
Yeah.
And you left.
Because I feel like it was first year, I was like, oh my gosh, I miss my family so much. But now that I'm back here second year, I feel like this year I might go back late, definitely.
Because...
I feel like coming abroad and studying alone, it definitely like
teach me a lot.
Yeah, it teaches you a lot as an individual.
Actually.
Like, all the experiences you make on your own, all the decisions you make, it definitely, like, it contributes to being an adult.
Actually, no one with you.
There's no one with you. You're practically on your own.
Out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, true.
You have to be out there, mingle with new people, you know, gather new life experiences.
That's true.
Actually, I can't cook before. But after I come here, I need to, like, learn.
I know.
I scroll TikTok and then I learn from the video.
You know what I miss being back home is that when I was back home, there was always food
on
the table, in the fridge.
After school, everything is prepared for us.
I know. Actually, my mom always cook and then at night I will cook Maggie.
I know.
Why did that?
Now you have to think of what you want
to cook next day.
It's literally, I come back like after a long day at uni, I'm like, oh my god, I'm so lazy to cook. If I cook right now, it's going to take me an hour.
I know.
And I have to wash the dishes.
You know, last time, my parents, my mom always ask, what to cook? And I was like, just cook anything. I'm so tired of
thinking. It's a whole process.
Ginny, what to cook?
I also don't know what to cook.
Sometimes I'm just too lazy to eat. I'm too lazy to cook. What do I do now? I just want to sit down. I just want food there.
Fair enough.
If you don't have, like your mom is not cooking there, you can still get anywhere at Mama, you know.
Mama, and the thing with Malaysia is food is really affordable and you can get it, like, pretty much any time of the day.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
After 5 years, it's done.
Yeah.
So, okay, it was fun having you guys today, so...
Thank you. We love you.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Thank you
for coming.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Lisa.
Our pleasure.
Yep.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.